This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week, we are pleased to feature Mindy Melton from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. It's her, what, quarterly chats that we have every other month?
Every other month.
We're here to talk about the Blood Center and things going on. I know the Blood Center has got a couple of blood drives coming up, a couple of new locations that I haven't seen in a while on the docket, which is good. Lincolnwood High School being one.
Yes. No. They normally have blood drives. A couple times a year they have a blood drive, but they don't usually have it in January. So they are going to help us by hosting one on January 16th, keeping our fingers crossed that the weather warms up a little bit and we are actually in school.
And, of course, if you're out and about today and tomorrow morning, this airs in the evening, be careful out there. Wind chills are supposed to be kind of nasty, and if you don't have to go out, stay at home and light the fireplace if you got access to one. This is definitely a fireplace day kind of weather. And we were talking about this before we went on the air today. Last year at this time, we were snowed in.
Yeah.
If we were this time last year, there probably wouldn't have been a talk show because I wouldn't have been here and you wouldn't have been here.
Yeah, if it would have been on a Wednesday, I wouldn't have made it because we were snowed in.
Oh, man. Look what a year got us.
Yeah.
See, I could take the cold. It's the snow and the ice that bugs me. Particularly, I've got a wife that drives from Hillsboro to Decatur, so that kind of adds a little bit more to it. Mm-hmm. But the snow and the ice, always leery on that one. But, obits always happen. News always happens. You know,
blood drives always happen.
Radio never stops, and blood drives never stop either. And you've got a couple of blood drives going on, like we mentioned at the top of the program. Kind of a new location that was Lincolnwood coming up on Friday or
next Friday. We're in Carlinville at the Elks Lodge. We're hoping people can make it out. We understand it's cold, but we are near critical on O negative blood right now. So if you're O negative and you can bundle up and make it out to the blood drive, we can guarantee you it's warm there at the Elks Lodge, and we'll take care of you with some snacks. And if you can come out and help us out, we're certainly really low right now on O negative blood.
When you're at the critical stage, for those that don't know, tell us a little bit about what exactly that means.
It means that we're pleading with the public to come out and help us out right now.
Hands and knees pleading.
For them to come out and help us out because we don't have enough inventory of O negative blood in the event that there would be a major trauma at one of our hospitals that we supply. The weather right now has really impacted us. Davenport, Iowa, is where our other blood center is, and it's been really snowy and icy up there. They've gotten a lot of the worst stuff's been up there. We're getting those cold temperatures now.
Right.
But they've seen some of the inclement weather that's maybe avoided. So they've had some blood drive cancellations, I believe. I think we've had some school closures where we actually had blood drives, like in the Champaign area at our sister blood center there. So those are areas that we're unable to collect in. And I know that just on Monday, we had a blood drive in Jacksonville, and we were seeing, some negative wind chill temperatures then. And the numbers were down.
And mostly the people that donate, and I guess it goes from area to area, they are not the young individuals, because the young individuals work like you and I, and they don't necessarily have time to donate blood unless, hey, I've got the day off, I can swing by, donate blood. You're talking senior citizens, the baby boomers, basically, that donate the blood.
It really is. The average blood donor is around 50 to 55 years old, and that's the average. So when you play into account that 20% of the blood supply is 16 to 18-year-olds, that's 20% is 16 to 18-year-olds. You've got to see that we've got a lot of older people that are doing their part in giving back, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. But we also know that they don't like to get out in the cold because they're retired, so they're at home and they don't have to go out. But I can guarantee you we'll see a lot of them in our blood drives. They'll go out there in the cold and donate blood. They're very faithful and loyal donors.
Outside of today, I know there's some other opportunities to donate blood starting, I believe, next week.
Next Wednesday, we're going to be in Hillsboro for our annual January drive, and we're there the first or second Wednesday of every odd month the rest of the year, and we'll be there from noon to 6.
Who's sponsoring it this one?
The Good Shepherd Parish.
Okay, good. So there, and then you've got one, as we mentioned, in Raymond coming up next Friday. So that's always a good thing. And that's always good, I guess, to have the high schools involved, because I know there's still that school challenge.
Yes,
that's going on.
There is, and there's actually something new we can talk about today. We're going to start offering life savings grants. It's something that we were approved for starting in this 2015-2016 school year. For every blood drive that a school hosts, and this goes for K through pre-K, actually, if it's a licensed pre-K school, all the way through high schools, if they host a blood drive and yield 20 units of blood, they get a $250 scholarship to be used for educational purposes.
Really?
Yeah.
When did this all come about?
It's going to start in 2015-2016. It's called Life Savings.
We're in
15
right now, so this year.
Well, the 2015 school year.
Okay.
Yeah, so in August.
Okay.
But actually, any blood drives that are booked over the summer, we're actually going to kick it off Memorial Day.
And that's important, and you and I have talked about this off and on. That's important to get those young kids, the high schoolers, involved in donating blood. Because if you start them now in the high school phase, when they go on to college or the university setting, that's going to carry with them.
It is. What we're hoping...
Through that time of their life.
Yeah. We're hoping to develop a lifelong donor. And what we do is we approach them at school. They're going to get out of class, which, you know, it is a very important thing.
Yeah, get out of class for an injection. Yeah, that sounds like fun.
You know, they do it. High schools, 20% of our blood supply is high school students, which is fantastic. And, you know, that was before we offered a given scholarship. We've had the Springfield Clinic scholarship that we've been doing. And as far as I'm aware of, that's going to continue. Mm-hmm. So they'll also have that opportunity to still win that scholarship. But they don't go to the dentist by themselves. You know, they don't. I mean, did you when you were in high school? I know I didn't. My mom still took me. I could drive, but I didn't go to the doctor by myself.
I guess it depended on what it was.
Even if I was getting a physical, my mom went.
If it was a teeth cleaning, I went by myself.
Okay,
but,
so you're tougher than me, but.
you know, if it was a cavity fill.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have support.
Mom went with
me.
You. Yeah. And most kids do. So if we get them to donate at school, where they donate a few times before they graduate, they feel comfortable. Then when they're away at college, they've done it. They know mm-hmm. what to expect. It's not something new. It's not something scary for them. And they do it. And then they go on and they might get busy having children and building their careers. But then they come back to donate later.
What's the age limit for individuals to donate blood, though? I mean, we mentioned the high school kids. Is that the limit? 16 and up?
16 is state law. Yes.
Okay. And that's basically here in Illinois. I mean, in other states are different, or is that federal?
No, other states are a little different. There's some that require them to be 17, but our state right now is 16. Ours is 17 without a consent.
Okay. So, and then what other happenings are going on with the blood center here?
Well, other than the plea for O negative right now, we're extremely low. And I'm sorry, I have to mention that again, but we really are extremely low. We've got several patients in our area hospitals that are using O negative over the last few days.
Is that that's the universal?
The universal, but it's also only 7% of the population have O negative blood.
Mm.
But an O negative patient can only receive O negative. And we've all seen the movies, you know, ER and things like that, where they say O negative stat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because a trauma patient, when they come into the hospital, they don't have time to type them. They need blood now. Mm-hmm. They get O negative because everyone can receive O negative.
And the time for like a trauma, car accidents and that, I mean, we're talking winter. You never know when mm-hmm. we may get an ice storm, snowstorm, accidents happen.
Yeah.
And depending on the injuries, you know, it could happen.
Yeah. Well, and it could be anything. I mean, we could have a burn victim mm-hmm. right now. I mean, people are using wood-burning stoves and fireplaces. You know, any of those things could happen. Or, mm-hmm. you know, it could be, you know, someone who has just internal bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that can happen. I mean, I know my dad has used it for, he had a bleeding ulcer that actually ruptured.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Tell us a little bit, and I know we've talked about this off and on, but just kind of a refresher, donating blood, what are the rules and regulations about who can, who cannot donate blood?
Well, you have to weigh at least 110 pounds.
We got that covered.
At least 110 pounds. You have to be at least 16 years old. 16-year-olds are going to need a consent from mom and dad.
Definitely
17
got
and
that
over
covered. Yep.
Can donate without a permission slip. You'll need a photo ID of some sort to identify yourself when you appear to the blood drive if you've never given with us before. Feeling well and healthy. Most people can donate blood There's only a small percentage of the population that can't. There's only a handful of medications that actually defer you. One, of course, would be a blood thinner like Coumadin or Werfen. If you're on a blood thinner, you cannot give blood. We wouldn't want to give a patient who's bleeding blood thinner.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that would be bad. And we also don't want to draw blood from someone who's on a blood thinner. It's kind of hard to get them to stop bleeding. So, but there's lots of different...
if you have a volunteer you don't like, okay, yeah, you go that way. Oh, my. Oh.
No. It's more for the patient's safety for the Coumadin. Right. It really is. Because, you know, we don't want a patient who's already has a bleeding problem, we don't want to give them blood that's going to cause more bleeding.
Absolutely.
So we're really particular about things like that. But there's only, like I said, a handful of medications. If you've had cancer, that used to be a big one that people thought, oh, I've had cancer, I can never donate blood. And that's not true anymore. It's only for lymphoma and leukemia. Okay. If you've had those two, because they're, you know, blood cancers, you're not actually able to donate blood right now. But any other cancer, as long as you're a year in remission and the cancer, you're off treatment and off cancer medications, you can be added back into our system to donate blood.
What about like viral pneumonia? Because I remember my brother, when he was in college, donated blood, thinking everything was fine, and he ended up, he was actually in the hospital for a little bit with a viral pneumonia. And I guess the virus was still in him, and it just screwed up the readings.
Yeah. If you've got some type of a virus, if you're not feeling well, you can get a false positive on things. If you've got some kind of a virus, or if you just had an immunization, that's why we ask what shots you've had and that you're feeling well and healthy. And sometimes you may not know that you're sick when you donate blood. And that's one of the things, a virus actually in refrigerated temperatures will die. So it will not go on to the patient.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we refrigerate all the blood for at least 48 hours before it's transfused for testing. So it won't transfer to a patient for that kind of thing, like, you know, like the pneumonia virus, things like that. They're pretty fickle and they die pretty easily once outside of the body. So if you have false positives, those are things you can always call to be retested.
Right. And then, of course, I guess a no-brainer, don't donate blood if you've been out the night before.
Well, we ask that if you've been drinking the night before, that you rehydrate.
Okay.
And that's just because we're going to take a pint of fluid from you. If you've already dehydrated yourself by being out the night before, we ask that you definitely hydrate yourself before you come in to donate blood. Okay.
And then, of course, I mean, this time of year, and we were talking about before we went on the air today, fairly recently we had a school district that shut down the junior high school because the flu and influenza and all that stuff was just going rampant and was knocking out the kids left and right. If you're not feeling well, don't go out. And I guess that's kind of a tough thing, especially this time of year, because there are some nasty things going on with the flu virus. We're not getting the snow and ice, but man, we're all getting sick at the same time.
We are. Influenza has been pretty widespread. I know my 4-year-old got it, and it wiped him out the entire week of Christmas. So, but he got influenza A, and I know it's mutated.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
It is. I feel so bad. We exposed a lot of people not knowing because he just got sick so fast. He was fine, and then fever and feeling terrible like an hour later.
See, Uncle Eddie called the Jelly of the Month Club the gift that keeps on giving. No, influenza is the gift that keeps on giving.
It is. And we're seeing that's definitely impacting our blood drives because people are sick and they're not feeling well, or they're taking care of other people that are sick. So they're unable to make it to our blood drives, which is another reason that we're low right now on blood.
All the other supplies are good. I mean,
the other types, we're maintaining those levels. Yeah, those have been fine. We just this week have had a few patients that are using a regular transfusion schedule all week long. So to get an O negative patient is, you know, it's only 7% of the population, so it doesn't happen very often, but we've actually got a few of them in the hospital right now.
How easy is it to set up a blood drive? Because I know recently you had one outside the studios here. Mm-hmm. I don't know how well that went, and that didn't, okay. How easy is it to set up the blood drive?
It's pretty easy. They can call me. My phone number is 241-7541 at the office, or they can attempt to call my cell phone, which is 502-9204. I don't have a signal and I do travel, so leave me a message and I will hopefully get it. But you know, it's one of those things that they can just call me and we can bring our blood mobile out as long as it's available. We do try to schedule things five to 6 weeks out at minimum. And that's just so our staff, because we do work weekends and nights, we like to give them their schedule as far out as possible.
Well, it's not just that, but I guess promoting it too.
It does.
I mean, you know, if you promote, I mean, if you have a blood drive, let's say week in advance, that's really in the scheme of things, not enough time to promote it.
It's not. And we've had some emergency blood drives, though, that we've called, you know, companies and organizations and said, hey, we're really low on blood. Can you help us? And we've had, you know, the blood mobile available, and they've let us come park it the next day. They've got all their associates and employees to sign up and donate. And, you know, it's worked. So I'm not going to say we have to have that 5 to 6 weeks, but minimum of 6 weeks is what we'd prefer to get it on the schedule and fill some space.
Let's go over the list of blood drives and the blood locations. Obviously, you're here today at the Carlinville Elks Lodge. Next week, you're at the Hillsboro Lodge, the Moose Lodge.
The 16th, we're at Lincolnwood High School.
And then there's some others around the docket. I think Litchfield still have one at the hospital?
They do. I think theirs is, I want to say theirs is early February, or in February, because we just were there in December. But they can certainly look on our website, and that's cicbc.org, or they can go to bloodcenterimpact.org and look for their zip code and find any blood drives in the area.
And of course, it's the gift that keeps on giving. And I know, especially in Montgomery County, a lot of people go to the blood drives to donate blood. I mean, there's definitely interest.
We have a really good group of supporting donors, and we know that it's cold and it's miserable, and we know that people are sick and people don't want to go out, and you know, I would much rather stay at home in my pajamas all day where it's warm. But anybody who's able to come out to the blood drive and help us out at these locations, we certainly need it during the winter, especially if you're feeling well and healthy, because there's a lot of donors who normally give who aren't feeling well and are unable.
And of course, you mentioned the Moose Lodge. That's a pretty big location that draws in quite a few. I mean, I'm amazed. I'm associated with the Moose Lodge in Hillsboro, but I'm amazed how many people that brings in, depending on who sponsors it and everything like that. That's a pretty big one for you guys.
It is. The Good Shepherd Parish is sponsoring the January drive. And I think last year we got 50 to 60 donors, even though it was cold last year too this time.
I'll remember to turn the furnace on for you.
Yeah, the furnace would be great for next Wednesday.
Okay.
But
thanks.
I mean, it was negative temperatures then too. And that's the other thing. When schools cancel, we've got a lot of high school blood drives coming up this month. And if it's this cold, there's no school, there's no blood drive.
And, of course, as we mentioned periodically on this program, your donation of O negative is at a crucial, critical level.
It's very
that if
low.
You've got it, now would be the time to donate it. So that way, if St. Francis needs it, if Hillsboro, I can't know if Hillsboro,
Hillsboro,
part,
yeah.
Hillsboro area or
St.
Staunton
John's
or St. John's, if a hospital needs it, you're able to. They're able to get it.
Absolutely. You know, we supply Carlinville, you know, Alton Memorial is supplied by us, Pena, Hillsboro, Greenfield Hospital, Greenville. I'm thinking all over. I'm in Greene County too. We supply Carrollton Hospital, but
man, you're all over the place.
We are. I actually have 8 counties that I supply that I'm responsible for blood drives in. So I travel a lot. So when I say if you call my cell phone, I don't call you right back, it's probably because I don't have a signal, and it's going to wait until I get back in a signal zone.
Yeah, your area is.
But when you travel, and I could be in 2 different counties in one day, so I go all the way over to Pittsfield.
That's a poke.
Yeah, I was doing a radio show over there Friday.
Well, that breaks my heart. That's
I'm sorry.
Right.
Hey.
I know.
It's my job. I got to work 8 counties.
I'm kidding. But things other than the O negative thing, things are going well. Still plenty of opportunity to donate blood if you want to or if you can. And then also, if there's a need or another blood drive, check out the website again. And that website is?
It's cicbc.org, or they can call me at the Blood Center at 241-7541. I'm not in the office today, but I will be checking voicemails.
And of course, you guys keep a pretty good update on the blood drives as they come in. So it's posted almost immediately once a blood drive is in, right?
They should be able to see our website and see what's out there. That we have coming up in the next, I think it goes 5, 6 to 8 weeks out.
Okay.
But they can always call the Blood Center at 241-7550 to schedule an appointment for any blood drive, or just ask where the next closest blood drive to their house is if they don't have computer access.
All right, Mindy, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for your time. And that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Our guest this week was Mindy Melton from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. And coming up next week, we've got Zach Weigel and Leslie Pollard in. They're here to talk about Stamp Out Cancer. That's coming up right around the corner. So until then, we'll talk to you next week. So long.